Welcome to my frequency. Thank you for tuning in. I'd like to tell a story today, a very simple story. I have a cup of rooibos tea, and it's basically a story about how rap has helped me learn English. Somewhere in the story it also talks about how rap has helped me stop stuttering, because I used to stutter quite a lot when I was young. But yeah, at some point in life I started rapping, and that helped reduce the stuttering. So basically, I grew up in Mamelodi, and I went to the schools in the area. So the first school I went to was the Nelmapias Primary School, and I went to that school up until like grade 5, and then in grade 5 I was in Vuguzenzele Primary School until grade 7. So yeah, Nelmapias Primary School, languages I learned were English and Afrikaans, I think, if I can remember correctly, and that was the same thing for Vuguzenzele. But yeah, I can't speak Afrikaans to save my life today, because that I didn't do that in high school. I switched over to Sepedi. Now, the thing is, only had access, like true access, to a library in primary school, in my first primary school. And yeah, the second primary school I went to, it was a new school, and the library wasn't fully set up yet. Like, we didn't have access to the books, or they didn't hire someone to administrate the library for all the kids. So we never went into that library unless it was a special occasion or whatever was happening. So I went to, when I was back in Nelmapias Primary School, that's the last time I actually had a library card that I used to get books. So it was one of those mobile libraries where a bus would stop in front of a school or park in the school, and you would get in at one end of the car of the bus and see a book that you'd like and pick that book up. And when you make your way to the other side or the other end of the bus, that would be you actually checking out the book. And then next week the bus would come again, and you would have to trade back the book that you took to be able to get another book or whatever. I think the maximum was 2 books, depending on your grade and stuff like that. So yeah, I think I took a few books out. One book that I remember reading was Bolt, I think, about a dog, a snow husky that got lost somewhere. Didn't finish it in the week because, wasn't a quick reader as well. So then went to Vuguzenzele, stopped reading because we didn't have access to a library. And yeah, in my high school was Pating Secondary School. And yeah, we had a library, but it was also one of those things where no one actually used it. I don't know if it was also one of those cases where it had no one to administer the library, or the kids just didn't use it. So I was in the library a few times, but none of the times I was in the library were to get books or to read the books that were in the library. And even the times that I was in the library, I found it weird because it was quite thin. The collection of books was quite thin. And then I was like, okay, cool. So yeah, all this time, learning English basically became personal activity. It was something I had to do for myself. And truly speaking, my English didn't improve much until like grade 10. And what happened was basically I started listening to a lot of rap. I listened to a lot of rap because my brother was a rapper at the time, and I would listen to cats like Common, Nas, who else? Or Kanye West, basically. In my youth, Kanye was basically my favorite rapper. And yeah, Proverb, Do Me Zubs, I'd listen to all these cats. And what started happening for me in grade 10 that was different in all the time I was listening to rap, I used to just listen to rap because it sounded good. And then I was like, okay, there's something that these people are actually saying, and they are saying it in specific ways. And now I start listening to the music and to the lyrics and unpacking what these dudes are saying, the metaphors, the similes, and the double entendres, triple entendres sometimes. And I started realizing as the years progressed that I am picking up more and more content as I start to break down what is being said. I remember one of the songs that I played quite a lot was Common's "The People," and it was actually an alarm for me at some point. And yeah, so when I listened to this, I would always pick up new and new lines and connect the dot more, and even to the point where I was like, shit, he said this because he started the verse with this word. And yeah, I think there was at some point in the a song where he was like, now I'm on the rise. I forgot the flow, but yeah, if you look for the lyrics to the song, you check the line, now I'm on the rise doing music with my guys, the visions realized, music affecting lives, a gift from the skies to be recognized, I'm keeping my eyes on the people, that's the prize. So yeah, I found that construction of words very, very interesting, and obviously the rhymes were nice to catch, and there was a lot of other things that he said in the song where you were like, oh, okay, I can connect the dots, and that actually helped me personally learn quite a lot about English, right? And yeah, I made it a point when I got to university that I actually read more literature, because then I was like, all these kids went to all these different schools that were probably better resourced than the schools I went to were, and they have read quite a lot. And well, I didn't know at the time, like, how beneficial that was for them, being so well read, and how that affected their mental capacity and how they break down problems and read stuff. So I just made a conscious decision that I was going to read more in varsity and get books. And yeah, we had a library. We made use of the library, got book recommendations. This one time, I also, oh yeah, favorite books I read in varsity was Nervous Conditions. And that book basically, I could relate to it, not necessarily to the main character and all the challenges that the main character was going through, because it's very female character based, and the challenges are what the female character had to go through, right? But the mental state that the character was in, the nervous conditions of, am I actually good enough for this thing? And at the time, the character was overachiever in all regards. They were still in this nervous condition of, am I actually good enough to do this? Or am I just fortunate to have just been given the opportunity? So a little imposter syndrome there. And there I was in varsity. Most of the kids that I went to school with were not at the same university at the at the time. And then I was like, okay, let me read this book, enjoyed it, returned it to the library, asked for a book recommendation from the librarian, and she recommended The Kite Runner. And yo, I cried when reading The Kite Runner. I was already crying by chapter four. I was like, how the fuck? What? Why am I already crying on chapter four when I'm not even quarter through the book? What the fuck is gonna happen through the rest of the book? And yeah, I just enjoyed that book quite a lot, and it just put me in the world, and I could feel the pain, and it described everything that was happening so well. And yeah, the other thing I noticed while in varsity was that basically my journey with books was in reverse. Because first year, I had the realization that most kids have read more than me because, yeah, of their upbringing. And what ended up happening when I left varsity was that actually most kids who read a lot in their youth stopped reading when they got to varsity. I don't know if it was because no one was nagging them to read or if they had better things to do with their time. So my journey went in reverse. And yeah, when I started working, I kept reading. And so what then also happened is my choice in books kind of switched up. When I also started reading or through audiobooks, basically because of the commute to work, and I would read books on concepts I didn't understand just to understand them better. And yeah, novel, I prefer reading a novel in actual book form or physical form, because narrators, not all narrators are good for a novel, and a novel sometimes introduces you to different characters, and just having the freedom to switch up in your head for each character helps in a novel, and a narrator might not do that well. So yeah, but yeah, that's my journey with this English thing. And basically, part of the reason I talk how I talk, I probably talk with an American accent. A lot of people have said I talk with a French accent, and that is because I can't say rrr. And yeah, so yeah, I should actually learn how to speak a few French words next time someone says, "Can you speak French?" I should say merci, merci, or some shit like that. So yeah, rap actually was the reason why I learned a lot of English, and mainly because of the type of rap I listened to, conscious rap, and they said a lot. And rap also helped get me to stop stuttering, because I used to stutter a lot as a kid. And FYI, just in case you didn't know, you can't stutter while you're rapping because you're gonna miss the beat, yada yada yada. So yeah, basically I would rap, and then yeah, at some point in time I stopped stuttering, and yeah, rap helped with that. So had I rapped more, I would probably be somewhere else, probably be in the game now, hustling. And yeah, but yeah, this is just short talk, and I'm gonna be doing more of these stories and talks a little more, especially with regards to our education system. And yeah, I basically lost faith in our education system. While in varsity, I wrote a few articles. In my first or second year, I wrote one article. And that had to do with the fact that when I started when I started school, there was like 40, like from primary school, that is, there was like 45 other kids, other black kids in the classroom, right? And then all of a sudden, doing computer science at the University of Pretoria, and I can count the number of black kids in the room using my own hands, and there's a very limited set of black kids. And how come that number didn't translate into the university? And matter of fact, I think the article also didn't just talk about the varsity, but it talked about the stat of the number of kids that start school. And if you track them to matric, you get like the majority of them drop off over the years. They don't even make it, or they don't even matriculate, right? And that is quite a huge percentage. I just forgot the actual stat, but that article basically was when I started losing faith in our education system, because you also getting told that kenasikolo or education is the key and all this jazz. That's actually a lie. And so I just use my time differently. And then I was like, okay, what other alternatives are there? And that's what I chose to study. So now with these talks, I think I want to talk more about that. How I've lost faith in the education system and how it should be better, because ultimately it focuses more on the top achievers. Like, as it is today, if you are a top achiever, you won't have problems in this country. You might have problems if you're in Limpopo, because they probably won't deliver the test books on time. That has happened, but there's better opportunities for the top achievers as compared to the average student. And today I was doing the dishes and I thought about this, and I was a top achiever since high school. And one other thing that I used to do, they used to bake at home. So I would sell muffins at school or cookies at school. And during my matric year, I think, we had to go to this other school in Atteridgeville for school holiday lessons as matriculants. And so they took all the kids, all the matriculant kids from technical high schools in Mamelodi, and put them on a bus and drove them to Atteridgeville for these lessons, right? So I actually got onto the bus with a 20-liter bucket full of muffins, banana muffins and stuff. And I would sell them during the trip to the lessons. And on the way there, I'd sell them all. And yeah, that was good. Made good money, and then spend the rest of the day doing the classes, so on and so forth. And yeah, that was just for a week, but made good money. I think some other day I went with two buckets and sold everything, so that was great. And one thing though that stood out as I was thinking about in retrospect is when I left high school, there were other kids who went to the same high school who lived in my neighborhood, huh? So they wanted to sell the muffins at my high school because it's only logical, right? And as all drug dealers would tell you, if a supplier goes out, someone has to take their place, right? But then what happened is the kids that came after me in high school got into trouble for selling the muffins during school hours, right? And they have to stop. They actually called a meeting and were like, yo, you can't be doing this, blah, 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 blah. And now that I think about it in retrospect, I realize that I was given the leeway because, well, I wasn't having academic problems. I was doing well in all my classes and technically didn't even need extra classes. We just went because it was mandatory. And yeah, I even remember this one time our math teacher in matric gave us a lot of homework. Yeah, I was just lucky. I could see something being done once or twice, and I'd be able to figure it out when I have to do it myself. So everyone in the class pretty much didn't do the homework, and my teacher is now nagging everyone like, "Yo, blah 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 blah, you should be doing homework," and he's handing out punishments. And now all the kids are like, "But sir, even Hotata hasn't done the homework," and he's like, "Yes, but." Technically, he knows how this shit is done. So, even if I give him a new problem, he will be able to do it because he already understands the concept. And I got away with not doing homework on that day. And now I realize that, okay, cool. I knew shit, so I could get away with a lot of shit. And I got access to a lot of other stuff as well because my varsity time. Was funded by the government, and then I got a bursary a year later. And I could also sell muffins during school hours and make some extra cash on the side. Now, take me out of the picture and put the average student there. Now, this dude is trying to make some extra money on the side by selling muffins, right? And they get told that they cannot do that during school hours or on the school premises. So we see now that we don't even know what type of circumstances this child is in, and like whatever reason they need the money for is a legitimate reason, right? And we don't even know whether or not having enough money is contributing to them doing poorly at school or whatever, and. We are not allowing them to do that, to provide for themselves or provide for them for their families. Like, yeah, in South Africa, we do have child-led households, and we have schools that do not allow such activities. A child is not allowed to hustle. During school hours, no matter if the hustle is not intrusive to the school activities, So yeah, for me, it's one of those things where I feel like our education system needs to change quite a lot. And I even believe that if someone wants to drop out, they should just drop out and hustle. Figure something out for yourself. Whatever it is that you decide to do is probably better than what the school system is taking you through. But let me not go too much into that because this is actually just a video about how rap. Man, this is just an audio recording of how rap helped me learn English. And yeah, just had to give a little background on how I lost faith in the education system. So yeah, cool. If you have anything else to say, leave some comments and I'll see if I respond in the next one. Thank you for listening.